Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Making Moves. I am in the presence of a literal goddess today.
Oh my gosh.
And I am so thrilled to be having an actress, a social media personality, YouTuber queen, and one of my friends, Claudia Saluski.
Hello. Welcome, thank you for having me. I am so excited.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Like, I think
this is my dream.
When we were texting about this, you were like, listen, it's okay if you say, I'm like, no, please, please, please have me on. I'm so excited.
I literally sent her an audio message and I was like, listen, you like really don't have to,
but you don't have to.
I said it probably 10 times, but I just like, I don't want people to feel pressure.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Because I get it. Like, sometimes you have to say no, or you don't have something coming out you want to promote, or whatever it is, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. So I get it, but I'm so thrilled. My whole friend group is like, shut the fork up, Claudia Saluski.
Wow, I'm honored. That is too much attention.
No, you are like that bitch on YouTube.
Oh,
well, just
you.
In general, but for real.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll
so, okay. Midwest, my fellow Midwest queen.
Yes.
You're from where? Chicago?
A suburb of Chicago.
Okay.
Like, very close to O'Hare Airport is what I like to say. because like the suburbs kind of get a little messy. You're like, where's, is that Northwest? Because
everyone says they're from Chicago.
Just everyone says they're from Chicago. So mm-hmm. I'm like, O'Hare Airport, there I am. There I was born.
And you were born in the United States. Your parents are
yes.
Polish, correct?
Yeah, both of my parents were born in Poland and moved when they were around 22, 23.
Wow.
Without knowing any English.
That is bananas.
Isn't that crazy?
We do not give people like that enough credit.
No, like they really came out and essentially lived like the American dream in terms of just like, my mom, she said that when she first moved to America, she only knew how to say like yes, no, and thank you in English, and just like slowly learned English through going around, meeting people, watching TV, yeah. going to the grocery store, and just like picking up on the language. It's crazy. Yeah.
Wow. And how old was she when she had you?
Oh God, that is like a question that I should know. And
you're like,
I
have no idea.
Like maybe late 20s or something. My oldest brother, we're about like 10 years apart.
Oh, and wow.
Yeah. So I have two older brothers, and one of them is the oldest. He lives in New Zealand right now, actually, which I'm like,
that's cool.
Let me in.
Wait, doesn't the other one live in
Chicago?
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason, I thought one lived in London. Did one live in London at some point?
Yes, that was the New Zealand one.
I'm like, I watch the vlogs.
Yeah.
Okay, and are you close with your siblings?
I am. I go through waves of like who I, like right now, I'm in such a rhythm of like talking to my oldest brother. We just like, he very much feels like me in a male body and older.
Oh, really? So you're more similar.
He's very creative growing up. Like, I just watched him. I mean, he's very musically talented. I don't have that part of the family genes, but he's incredible with like literally every instrument. He paints.
Wow.
He sculpts. He like designs. Yeah, very creative guy.
Okay.
And so what's funny is like my youngest memories with him, because he moved out of the house pretty early, similar to how I ended up moving out. I moved out at 18, but I think in my like youngest years, I sort of don't remember a lot of our memories or really connecting as siblings yet until I got older.
Yeah.
And I like remember this one trip. I think I was 17 and it was my first trip out to New York alone for some sort of like work thing. And I remember going out to lunch with him and being like, oh my God, we can bond about things.
Yeah.
Like we're friends.
Like we can talk about normal things now.
Yeah, which is really sweet.
Cool.
Yeah.
And is the other brother more like, or like less of a creative?
Yeah,
is he more like analytical?
He's coding. He recently, I feel like I shouldn't say where he just got promoted, but he's like doing tech things.
Wow. Yeah,
so he's opposite spectrum. Or on that spectrum. We're very proud of him. He's doing a great job.
That's amazing. I feel like I always try and talk to my brother. Like my brother and I are really tight.
You guys are very close.
Yeah, we're very
close.
Didn't
he just move out here?
Well, he was here like interning for the summer and he's in his senior year at IU.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of Chicago people go to IU.
Yeah.
So it seems like suburb people.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
They make their way to IU because it's a big party school. Mm-hmm. But he wants to be like a sports agent out here one day. So
we'll see. Oh my gosh.
We'll see if it actually happens. I don't know.
Would you like for him to move out here permanently?
Oh my gosh.
Would that just be everything?
Like, yeah. I don't know if you feel like this way. I definitely feel like I've made friends that are family, but something about having a I'm so envious of people that can even drive like 4 hours and be home.
That's like exactly what I want. Right now, my parents are in this phase where they're like, do we get a house in California? And I'm like, literally down for anything. If you wanted to move to like Santa Barbara or something.
Or even,
I would love a day trip.
And it would be the perfect escape.
It really would. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way.
And every time I'm home, like I forget the like Midwestern hospitality because I walk in, there's like a plate of like cookies and all this stuff. And my mom just, that's just a thing. And I was so privileged growing up, like going to the house with, you know, snacks and things. And I just miss that, I guess, having that family energy around
100%
once in a while.
Do you feel like in your adulthood you are now seeing yourself like doing that and taking on those like hosting? Because I am the same way.
Yes.
I literally, I had a friend, Ash, like come over last week and she's gearing up to like shoot a music video. So she was like, can I just use your backyard because it's private so I can tan my tits?
Oh, did you set up Crafty?
Like,
you know,
and I literally had like a pitcher of cucumber lemon water.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I'm so envious about you is you have a backyard and like in the Midwest, backyard was like life. We did everything in the backyard.
100%.
So one day my goal is to have like grass. In that,
it's like it's so simple. Us people, what we really need is just a little bit of like nature to be like, this is my land, and I can tan naked here.
Exactly.
I can do whatever I need to do.
I love it. Well, I feel like I've always related to you as a viewer, just because I feel like I can see your Midwest roots throughout your videos, and it's very comforting.
Oh, that's sweet.
Anyway, okay, let's dive into you are coming out with a movie.
I am.
That is bananas.
I'm so excited, dude.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I read the articles.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
come
you.
On, press.
I know. Those little press opportunities just like sort of came in through my email.
No way.
I know. I am like in the process of getting a publicist to gear up for this. I don't have one.
Whoa.
Right now.
That's when you know you're interesting.
I know. I'm like, okay, don't... great. I'm an exciting client now.
Yeah, when you don't have a publicist and you're getting press opportunities. Yeah.
Well, I think it's like publicists are so expensive. So it's like you really got to time it out.
Let's dive into this. People don't understand
this. I don't think people realize.
No.
And it's, you basically hire them on like a monthly retainer, and they can be anywhere from like $3,000 to like $15,000 a month or something, or 10. I don't, but there's often
there's really no guarantee.
No, absolutely. And it's so just depends on like what's happening in your life and what they can do for you. And there's also like, I know that there are like special cases where you can like hire publicists for like just a month and then kind of like have
for like
it
a launch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, maybe it'll be something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, shit, this is so much money.
I know. When I joined Alicia's team, I was like mind blown.
Yeah.
Because I just thought like, Vogue or, you know, all these big press publications or whatever, they just reached out to the creator, the talent, and were like, oh, we would love to write an article on so-and-so. But really, it's the publicist, that pitch their clients to have articles written about them.
Yeah.
Which there are random cases where I've gotten like things through email and like you did.
Yeah.
But publicists are crazy and they're also very important for your career.
They're so important. I know. I'm realizing that like the time is ticking and that's like the first thing.
You're like business expense.
I know. That's how you have to look
tough,
at it.
But it is.
There's so much value.
It makes a big difference.
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel like when you have a good one, it's just an awesome energy and team member to have.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about I Love My Dad.
Okay.
The guy that was on, James Morosini, am I saying it correctly?
Yeah, you
okay.
are.
James Morosini he was on Sex Lives of College Girls.
Yes.
Which I was obsessed with that
it's
show.
It's so good. I haven't made it all the way through, but I've been watching.
Oh my gosh, I feel like you would love it.
It's so funny.
Yes, and he's amazing. And he's like great. The hot soccer coach.
Assistant coach.
Yeah, assistant coach that one of the girls is, you know, having her a good time with. I don't want to spoil too much, but I didn't realize he is a director.
Yeah, so
did he write this movie?
He wrote the script, he directed it, and then he also starred it. Yes.
That's crazy.
So I know, imagine, like, what an overwhelming task.
Yeah, like, wear less hats, James, please.
Wear a few less hats. That entire process of, like, booking that film and getting to do it, it landed in... I feel like such an important part of my life, at least personally, professionally, all these things. I think that's sort of like when the world kind of opened back up after COVID. We started getting our vaccinations, not realizing that they're, you know, it's still...
Yeah. Light at the end of the tunnel, kind of.
It was like, when we filmed it, it was in that sweet spot where like Delta had not arrived yet.
Yes.
And the first vaccination like truly was protecting you. And so even on set, like there were a lot of protocols, but they weren't as intense as I believe they were maybe like a year before. And so we hit that sweet spot where like no one got COVID and
that's amazing.
Got this like relatively normal experience. But I don't even know like how much I can share. So I kind of go based on like what's been already published or talked about, but like it's sort of like a personal story. Don't want to speak for him, but like basically the movie is about a father who catfishes his son.
Crazy.
Such a good story. Of reconnecting with him, like an estranged father, because the parents get divorced. And then you're sort of, you're seeing how that catfish relationship is unfolding. And my character is a waitress that inspires that account. And so as you see the conversation unfold, you see imaginary Claudia.
So you're a made up person.
So I'm like playing a real person and also a made up person.
Oh,
which
you
is
are.
So fun. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That added like a whole nother kind of angle to it because it allowed me, for starters, like I did want to make them feel very distinct because one is like this dream girl in someone's head and what she would speak like and act like and how she, her excitement and energy. And the other was just like, a real girl, a waitress at a diner.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
That was very fun to play with, yeah.
And it probably really tested your acting skills and abilities.
Was very
like challenging a little?
Yes, it was very like creatively fulfilling for sure.
Oh, wow.
So going back to just saying how I feel like the way, I don't know, I toss back and forth with believing like everything happens for a reason because there are so many things that I just with the environment and whatever.
Yeah.
We don't even get into worldly things, but
I get
like
it.
Sometimes things just kind of arrive in your life at such a time where you feel that you're prepared for it, you're ready for it, and you understand like the magnitude of it and everything. And in so many ways, I was like, this was absolutely like the best role I could have dreamt up for myself.
That's amazing.
Because in many ways, like it sort of feels, even though I have acted in the past, it does feel like this sort of kind of like first impression getting into it. And it just, I mean, the cast is like insane. So just being alongside like all these people that I look up to was very crazy.
I'm sure. And yeah. I just have like so many questions because I don't know if I was watching an interview or if I read it, but you said that you got the call the literal day before that you had to go.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so confused by that because in YouTube world, I'm used to the spontaneity of like, okay, tomorrow we're going to Tokyo for this brand trip. And like we last minute got invited or whatever. I'm used to that.
Yeah.
But I'm like in the acting world, I never imagined like with such like time and effort and budget that goes into films,
right.
Like a last minute thing being
you
like,
you imagine that things are more properly organized. No, it's,
how did you feel when you got that call?
Oh, that 24 hours. Well, essentially what happened, like the weeks prior to that, the audition process was just like any. Now, because of the pandemic, it's all self-tapes, which is like, it's like a great thing and a bad thing because I think there's so much about going in the room and getting to see the casting director and assistant.
It's just
like
the energy.
Yes, it's an energy thing. It's like the chatting before and after type thing. But there is a luxury to being able to film a tape at home, do a bunch of takes, you know.
Get the right one.
Exactly. Get the right one. So sent in a self-tape and then from there getting callbacks. So they're giving you notes on sort of like just whatever adjustment they want to see or if just seeing if you're capable of it. So there was a round of callbacks and then directors kind of sessions and Zooms and stuff. And basically, yeah, it was very wild because there's so many different aspects into like who gets the role.
Yeah.
Like there, and that is like the trickiest thing about this industry too, is that you can never take it personally if you do or don't get something.
It's hard.
Because literally, it's like down to your hair color, your height, just like the sound of your voice. Like it literally could be anything that's out of your control. So anyways, after like some back and forth on their end, essentially, I found out the night before or like the day before.
That is crazy.
I got a call from James and
and did you know him? Like, or were you friends with him prior?
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was just based on like the two sessions that we had done together.
So you had his number? Was like a random phone?
Yeah. So we exchanged. So we exchanged like email, and I like sent an email being like, "Thank you so much for your time. That was so wonderful." Blah blah blah.
Got it.
Always follow up.
Oh,
is what I have learned.
Wait, that's a good tip. What do you mean?
100%.
For people that are like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I think I think when you can recognize that someone gave you a lot of their time and whatever that is, interest, time, stuff like that, like I think it makes the experience very human when you just kind of take that extra step. In any industry, like what us humans are attracted to is like humanness and vulnerability and honesty. And that goes like across the board on everything. That's what I'm chasing on my YouTube channels and on my YouTube channels, one channel.
I'm like, Claudia, we had a funeral for the vlog channel.
Really, you guys really were the ones that were like, get rid of it now. By the way, the best decision I've ever made.
Well, I agree.
Ever.
And I think like now people starting out just start out with one channel. Yeah. It's not a thing to do two channels anymore. Anyway,
but listen, I mean, some people do it and it makes so much sense.
Yes.
You know, like Alicia still does.
Even Alicia and Remy, like, yeah, it's so clear what a vlog and a main is for them.
Yes, exactly. Because they still have that distinction. I was just really falling on like the main and I was like, I need to adapt.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. We shifted and adapted.
And it was great.
Exactly.
For your YouTube channel,
oh my God.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I thought there's, no, truly, yes, that was the move to make.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
But jumping back to what I was saying, like, I just think it's so important to, I don't know, show respect and gratitude.
And that you care.
Yeah, exactly. And so essentially, yeah, so James had my number and he called me. I had breakfast with Phineas. We're in the car on our way home. I get a call. I didn't save the number.
No, that's what I was saying. I was like, was it a random number? And you answered?
Well, it was a random number. Yes.
Did it say maybe James?
it said nothing.
Oh.
Which honestly, I'm like,
normally I wouldn't answer that.
Well, so I have a setting on my phone now where it silences unknown numbers because I get so much spam. And I'm like, if it's something important, they'll leave a voicemail. Yeah. And now I'm like, oh, that would have gone to voicemail.
Yeah. Wait, but you answered it?
But I answered it.
Interesting.
And I was like, hello. And he's like, Claudia, this is James from I Love My Dad. Do you think you'll be available to shoot this next week? And my response was, for the same role, because it's like the lead of the film. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah. Like, can you do it? Just let me know. Talk to your team. Figure it out. I'm like, yeah, let's see. I have to move some things around, but like, yeah, let me call my agents.
Were you in the car?
I was in the car.
Oh my God. Were you driving?
No, okay. I was not driving.
Okay, you're in the passenger. Okay. Oh
and,
my God.
And I call my
Phineas
agents.
Is like, what?
It was very, it was a very surreal moment. And so I called my agents and they were like, whoa, okay, let's jump on it. And then like an hour, sorry for everyone who's listening and your headphones, if I just shout in your, I tried to go back a little bit. But then an hour later they texted me and they were like, start packing, like we're getting an offer in like a couple hours. And so I had to leave the next morning at like 10 a.m., I believe, because that's when the rest of the cast that lives in Los Angeles were all flying out. So we all flew out together.
Interesting.
And had a week to rehearse in person.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so, wait, quick question about an offer. Mm-hmm. What does that mean in acting world? Because in YouTube world, for those of you that don't know, if I got a brand deal from Starbucks and Starbucks is working with my manager, they come up with, my manager pitches my rate and they're like, TK's rate is worth, let's say it was $5. It's more than that, I promise. But let's say $5.
For the sake of this example.
Yeah, for the sake of this example. Then Starbucks will be like, perfect, that sounds good to us. Mm-hmm. And then they send me an offer and it's like, TK, do you want to do this brand deal with Starbucks for $5? Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Is that how it works in acting world?
Yeah, so there's like a little bit of back and forth. And I think it depends on the project as well. When you're working on like an independently funded film, like there's only like so much you could ask for with budget
and
stuff that it's like, and also with acting, like, to be honest, it's so much more of a passion of mine that I'm like, I don't care.
Than like a
just
business
send
move.
Me out there. Yeah, exactly. And so with that one, the things that we just needed to cover are, so obviously it's the rates, and then it's like, you know, are you getting a trailer? Is there budget for trailers?
Oh.
You know, what about per diem, which is how much money you get every day for food, as well as like hotel booking, all these things.
Accommodations.
And also if there's going to be any nudity. You go through all of it. It's like, okay, is side boob okay? Is nipple okay?
That's crazy.
Is
well,
like
with
side
Euphoria.
Of the butt, like,
that's big talk, like, right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, because everyone's like, oh, in Zendaya's contract, she's not allowed to show or be nude or whatever. But obviously other people agree, and they didn't know how big they would be. And now they're like, crap, I'm nude.
Fully nude.
But they look great.
There's so much nude in Euphoria. It's crazy.
It is.
I kind of loved it, though.
Oh, I love it, too.
Because I feel like for so long, we were not seeing penises. We were seeing a lot of titties.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
And now I'm just like, yes, we are like really equaling out, like we're, because it's like men show their chest all the, men are shirtless all the time. And it's actually ridiculous that like our nipples are a big deal and their nipples are not. It's fine. That's up to discussion. But, but it's exciting to see a show that is so big. I mean, you know, obviously then they're a younger audience, maybe can't really watch it.
Yeah.
Regardless, there are other topics that shouldn't maybe be seen by younger viewers, but I'm into it.
I'm like into it too.
Yep.
My one question is, I don't know if this is true. I think I might have seen like a TikTok or an article about it. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that the men, no, it was Jacob Elordi on Fallon. He said that the men's penises are fake.
Oh, I believe
Euphoria.
That. I believe that.
And that to me was a little bit of bullshit because I'm like, well, if I had to show my tits on camera, they wouldn't put random fake tits on me, right?
I wonder if they're just like, let's compare it to penis and vagina. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
I don't know. Because like,
okay.
You know, because we're not seeing a lot of
that is true.
Lady parts.
Unless
down
it's
there
like Game of
on
Thrones.
The show. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
that is true.
I believe that. Except sometimes I'm like, oh no, that looks really real. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
well, no, he said on a, it was crazy. I was just watching an interview and he said that the makeup artist, like every day would like put like veins and shit on them.
Crazy.
The fake penises.
Do you think it's just like a silicone sock? They're just
probably
like, right.
Prosthetics are insane.
That would be funny if like a guy with like maybe a smaller penis would be like, "Can I have a larger sock?"
Yes. No, like I would.
You know what I mean?
I would.
There's I'm opportunity
there. I'm sure
they're
happy there. That it's fake because I'm like, these are good looking penises.
I also wonder if it's just dependent on the character, because I feel like someone like Jacob has so much room to be like, no.
Yeah.
We're putting a prosthetic on. But I wonder if like the extras in the back are also getting,
I don't know,
fake veins.
And I'm, you know, I'm what I mean? Interested.
Because it's a process. Even like covering up a tattoo is a process.
Such a long, the makeup artists are doing so much for Euphoria.
So much.
I'm like,
oh, I watch it like for the makeup inspo, the
It's like
the
a
outfits,
music video. The whole thing.
The whole thing is
I
like,
love it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm on board.
Back to your contracts and stuff. So you agree on all those things. Then they offer you a rate and you're like, yes.
And you're like, yep, signed. And then
live, laugh, love.
Live,
you're
laugh,
off
love.
To
and you're off.
Syracuse, New York.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice memory.
And do you like that type of spontaneity, or is that a little bit stressful?
Ooh. Well, I think because I had just spent so much time at home in my pod with my boyfriend and my dog, so I was set to leave for 6 weeks, and I'd never spent 6 weeks away from Peaches, my pit bull.
Angel.
My angel,
yes,
of a daughter. And I had, you know, like in COVID, if you're living with a partner, you just become codependent, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
It just happens. And I, that first day, was mixed with like obviously excitement. The rest of it, sobbing. I'm like in the shower.
No,
there were like, there was
Claudia.
This... Oh my God, this is literally so intimate, you guys. I was in the shower. We were in the shower together, and there were two hotels to choose from. And I was like, yeah, I ended up choosing this one. And he's like, why didn't you choose the one in the downtown area? Like, you'll have way better food options there. And I was like, because everyone else is staying at the other one, and I thought I'd be lonely. And he was like, oh yeah, I would have chosen the other one. And then I just start sobbing because I thought I chose the wrong hotel.
No.
And it was just like everything. I was like, Peaches is gonna think that I died. She's never spent this much time away from me.
No,
she's not
scary.
Gonna know. I can't tell her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you pack for 6 weeks? How many bags do I bring? How many pairs of underwear? Did you see that one TikTok?
Yes. Of people
the
counting
girl's
out,
underwear.
That's me.
For a 3-day trip, and like one girl brought like literally
11 pairs.
Like 11 pairs. That's me.
No,
yeah.
That's me too. Why do we do that?
I think we're just like, well, so like just in case if I wear those pants, I'm going to need that thong, but it needs to be nude.
And it's
then
so
those
small.
Pants. Yeah, exactly. And so you're like, let me just throw them in. Like,
that's hilarious. I just saw this TikTok too. They were like, every guy you ask, mm-hmm, if you ask them to show the number 3, they're either doing like the okay sign or they do like this with like, mm-hmm, the thumb and the two fingers.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding you. The TikTok, every guy they asked was like,
I saw that TikTok yesterday.
Why is that so funny to me?
And I'm so annoyed. Well, I was laughing too, and I was like, I'm gonna
do this.
Yes, of course. But is it because we're gals?
I don't know.
So I did it. I stitched that TikTok last night.
Oh,
and
did
it to Phineas. And he did this.
Gosh,
and I was
it.
Like, have you seen the TikTok? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like,
oh,
got
okay.
It. I got it. So
I feel like my brother would like be clueless and
do this.
Yeah. But okay.
I'm into that.
I know. Is that the cool
thing? This is harder to do. Like, yeah. I'm like, I feel like this
who
used to be
to
easier to do when I was younger.
Way?
I don't know.
It's so weird. Okay. Next question. On YouTube, one of my favorite things about it is you get to tell the whole story, and mm-hmm, you're the makeup artist, and you're the hairstylist, and you're the talent, and you know, you're pre-production, producer, director, editor, mm-hmm, all the things, graphic, mm-hmm, designer, like you do it all, and mm-hmm, you do it so flawlessly, and you're such a good storyteller.
Oh, thank you so much.
Being just an actor, I hate to say just an actor because
right,
it's such a huge job and big deal, but mm-hmm, compared to YouTube, was it weird not having final say over like the edit or the shots they use or the cut?
So you're absolutely right about that. When making YouTube videos, all of the creative control is like under my belt.
No, I live for that.
Live for that as well. Absolutely.
That scares me.
Yes.
If someone were to just send off my video and I never touch it, that's
yeah,
scary.
So when I first started acting, I remember like my first few shows and like days on set, that desire to be a part of everything was so big that like there's like this one show called The Commute, and we're filming in the car, and like there was like a sun glare that was happening on like the radio or something. Mm. And so like this is a small example, but I would overhear someone being like, "Oh, that glare is like really bright," and I'd be like, "I got it," and I'd like take the black tape and I'd like cover it where I see it, and I did it, and like the DP would pop in and he'd be like, "Thank you so much. Not your job. Never do you have to worry about that, but thank you very much. Yeah, good ears."
Exactly.
And like pops back out and they're like, "Okay,
let's
do it."
You're like, "Copy that, sir."
Because it just, I don't know. I still feel this way about acting, that like it is so fun and so different from what I'm used to, because there is this community family sense where you're spending every day with these people and you're getting to hear about their lives. And it's like, I, any like set that I go on, I literally screenshot like the call sheet with all of the names and everyone's sort of
so
titles
thoughtful.
And like make it my lock screen so that I remember people's names. And
it's like a team effort.
100%. And so it's been very fun to sort of like loosen the reins on my desire to creative control everything, because it is so fun to collaborate. And like that is what makes it so exciting to me, is like you can imagine how that scene is going to go 100 times and it never plays out exactly what you think, because you're half of it or you're a piece of it if it's a group scene. And so like that spontaneity and that sort of unknown is just so fun. And it's so different from like what I'm used to and have been doing for like, what, 12 years now?
No, I can't imagine.
So I live and love for it. And of course, yeah, it's like, it's one of those things where you just got to put like your trust into literally everyone. And that's also what's so fun about it too. And so it feels just so maybe like on the edge of your seat or risky, because you can do everything perfectly in the scene, and like if the focus wasn't there or if the mics got, you know, whatever covered, I mean, there's always ADR, but like sometimes hard to really match it. And so there are just all these little pieces to fit into this puzzle. And so it's so exciting to have like everyone working towards the same goal. Very fun.
It's also cool having experts do every role, whereas like you know, we spread ourselves too thin, where it's like I'm not the best at lighting, but I can do it. And like having an expert light you the way you actually should be is probably, I'm sure, something
100%
nice. A little,
you
nice.
Know which one was like actually the most interesting to learn was makeup, because when you're doing your own makeup for so long and you really feel like your own mini sort of expert on it, on your face and what you like, all these things, how you like to do your eyebrows, like makeup for flash photography or just in general, like imagery, is so different than makeup for film or for video.
Even in person, like you don't want that too cakey in person 100%. Versus cakey's kind of good for on camera.
And so like, unless it's a really sweaty set, like they try to like be really light on the powder, because powder makes it not look like skin anymore, you know? And so I remember like my earliest memories of it, I just be like, where's the bronzer? Where's the contour?
You're like, I get oily,
you know?
Here.
And you just like, so that is really fun too, to like shapeshift and just sort of see like how they do your makeup according to the character, and also just like to the craft and what it needs, because you know your eyebrows, like I fill mine a little bit different and they're gonna fill it a little different, and I don't know.
Well, I am so thrilled to see this film. When is it coming out?
So no idea.
Okay, we don't know.
I can't say literally anything.
Okay. We know nothing.
But hopefully soon.
Hopefully in the near future.
I'm so excited for it to come out. Yeah.
Yes, I'm so excited. Well, let's cut to a quick break and we're going to come back with some social media stuff.
Amazing.
Let's get into more YouTube stuff.
Yes.
Because you're one of my favorite YouTubers. I'm not just saying that. I tell a lot of people that, but you really are.
Oh.
You can really feel the sense of your storytelling, like abilities, I feel like throughout your entire video. And I want you to like break down in percentages, like 100% is the entire video. How much percentage are you spending on each aspect of the process of making a YouTube video? Because I know you spend a lot of time editing.
I do.
Or you love to edit. So I'm like, are you planning out how you want to film? Like, are you shooting to edit, or are you just kind of like shooting what you can and then piecing it together like a puzzle in the edit?
Yeah. So it depends on the video, because very often right now the format that I have been doing for the past year and find really works with my lifestyle is like I will find some sort of main subject or focus on the video, whether that be I'm going to be talking about like my favorite books recently, or I'm going to be showcasing like my recent travels,
yes,
or it's going to be revolving around staying with my family in Chicago, you know, whatever the focus is. And basically my process right now is like I try to make sure that every video has a good amount of like sitting down face to face with the camera, mm-hmm, personal connection. Just because that feels very like let's update each other. I feel like if it's too much of, I like to have the person, the viewer, the person, I like my viewers to feel like they're sitting with me and talking with me versus just like seeing my life go by, if that makes sense.
Well, you're really good at showing both.
So that's what I was going to get into is that like, so then all of the in-between bits are shots that I set up that I think just like look nice. Like I'm so about like the composition of a shot, uh-huh, and like just where the camera is and whether it's like literally just a 3-second clip of like me feeding peaches or me like skipping across to do something or making a meal. And just like having those in between moments, I think it pushes the story along. It helps give like a time reference. And very often, I mean, actually every single time, none of my footage is ever in order. And I am like not precious or secretive about that because very often, like, I'll receive comments that are like, oh, my God, your day looks so full. Your day looks so productive. And
you're like, this was, like, 3 weeks.
And I'm like, no, honey. This is the footage across, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's me. That's how I operate, too.
And it's not even that I'm trying to portray some sort of, like, day that I'm not actually having or anything like that. It's more so like for the story of the video.
Well, and it makes sense.
Yeah, it gives it like a beginning, a middle, an end. And like I think also like having that variation throughout a video, if it's going to be a longer one, is really important. Mm. It keeps it moving along, you know? And so my process is like film a bunch. And then
But are you already like, okay, the video is blank. Like you have the title and thumbnail in your head, or are you just like, let's see what I get?
I am. Okay, so I know I was literally just listening to your newest episode with Alicia, and you guys are so good with thumbnails. And I literally was listening to it like this. I was like, that is my weakness because I...
It's kind of my weakness too. She's a beast at it.
Yeah, she really is.
So is Mr. Beast.
She has, literally, she has her priorities accurately organized. Yeah, so sometimes I will know, and other times I am like scrapping together. I'm like,
okay,
what
is
this video about?
That's literally me.
Yeah, and like so.
And
some
I'm like,
of
what should I title it? Because I have a little bit of this in.
Yes, my title will be like weekly vlog, reading, da da da, and da da da, and organizing. And I'm like, does every title look the same?
I know that's literally me, but I feel like you're already just established, so a viewer can go in and be like, oh, mm-hmm, I know what to expect from a Claudia Sluski video. Mm-hmm. I feel like for me, it puts me in kind of a bad position or puts me backwards because people aren't as familiar with my channel and they need something that would be clickable because I'm still trying to get people to click.
Right.
Like, you know, you're going to get the clicks that you typically get, you know?
Every time I upload, I'm like,
hopefully.
Let's please.
Yeah.
Hopefully it interests people. But I think from like a growing perspective, absolutely. It's so important to think about and prioritize what that thumbnail looks like. What's the exactly what that bite is?
Yeah.
Because you know what's interesting? I was like looking at the analytics of my recent video and like 60% of my views were coming from recommendations, not from subscriptions.
Yeah, that's my channel.
It was
too.
Like the recommended on homepage or whatever.
Oh, good.
And I'm like,
go algorithm.
Dang, okay, well, thank you for that, I guess. So it's really fascinating. And yeah, that makes me think like, okay, I should definitely be like premeditating on, you know,
it's
part of it.
It's crazy because like if I just take the extra, like I'm trying to this year, I want to take the extra 15 to 30 minutes and really like game plan, at least for my channel. But that makes me feel so good that if Claudia Sluski doesn't do that, then I cannot do that.
Oh my gosh. There's so much about my channel nowadays where I'm like, oh my gosh, am I like just getting by? We go through waves.
I will say something about the aesthetic of, I so appreciate the B-roll montage, like the little like chirps and birds and sound effects. Do you use sound effects or are they real?
Yeah, I am. Well, usually they're almost always real, but sometimes I will add in sound effects.
Me
but
too.
In general, like the sort of focus on audio is so important to me. I'm very often like taking a clip and extending the audio from that first clip and adding, you know, three other shots over it and letting that fade in as another thing fades in. I think sound is so important.
Sounds more important than the visual.
100%. And I think about that from like a human standpoint. You think about music and how it brings you back to a memory of time of your time in your life.
It sets the vibe and the tone.
It sets the entire tone and vibe. And like I, what you were sort of saying, how like very often the impression is that when people come to my channel, they kind of know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And I feel that that expectation is some sort of video that relaxes you and calms you.
Yes.
And just makes you like, and that is the goal all the time. If I can be a source of like exactly that, which is just a little pause in your day where you're just like, I don't know, vibing out with me. And that's the goal. And so that directly like impacts, you know, what song I'm choosing, which is a whole monster on its own.
Are you an Epidemic Sound girly?
I am Epidemic Sound. Okay. I feel that for so long, actually, I was doing it in just like the most sus way where I was just trying to find like remixes online or SoundCloud or something. And then what's really actually fun is like reaching out to your followers if they have any original music. And so very often I'm using music that has been sent to me. And then, of course, I'm crediting them in the video and in the description box. And that's awesome. But I remember finding Epidemic Sound, I think.
It sometimes hits.
like a year ago or something. Yeah. And I swear, like, they're, you know what you got to do?
What?
I will tell you. So for starters, you got to go to the songs that have lyrics, and every song that has lyrics has an instrumental.
That's me. I do that.
So you got to do that. And then also you got to create playlists. Because when you create playlists.
On Epidemic?
Uh-huh. Because then they'll recommend similar songs based on that playlist.
Okay. I use the similar button. Like it'll be like, oh, you like this song. Click this. We'll show you more of the similar. But I need to do the playlist.
So then, and then also, so make the playlists. Because that will kind of like help curate the homepage for you and like your taste. And you can go to the playlist and there will be like more recommendations.
Interesting.
Based on your, and then also I will just like, if there's a song that I like, I'm a big fan of Epidemic Sound. Like you can just like,
heard it here first, Claudia Slewski, big fan of Epidemic Sound.
Big fan. And like when you like the song, it's like you can click on the artist, you can click on like the genre, like it has all the info there. And so then I just go from there. It's like a spider web.
I'm sorry, not you dating a Grammy Award winning guy and her being the biggest fan of Epidemic Sound.
If only he let me use his music. Yeah, that is out of discussion. Yeah. I don't even think I've ever asked. I'm like, I know this is not.
That's a no.
not allowed.
It's okay. It makes, you know what I appreciate about your music choices is I'm like, I know this bitch searched.
I searched.
For this song because it's hard. But it I will say, hard. Hear me out. Try Music Bed.
Music Bed. Is it the same sort of vibe?
Same vibe as Epidemic. Okay. But I feel like they have more songs recently that I've been gravitating towards, like more like cooler, up to date, like I'm like, cool. Is this like from the radio, you know, kind of vibe?
Okay.
Or at least like do a trial because 100%. It's fun to have both options.
100%. I'm very down.
We've been into Music Bed lately. And it's
so worth it too.
Like, it is.
In terms of like just paying the subscription and having it available to you.
It's exactly. So, speaking of YouTube, I feel like you're way more strategic than people probably think. Maybe.
Oh my God.
No.
Okay, but let's see where this goes. Okay. I'll play along.
Well, the last time I was with you in person, I remember you were, it was like you were talking about your video. It was like a what's in my bag video or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you were like, guys, hear me out. I think I'm going to do a thumbnail with this
Yes.
With my taser. With my little taser, so yeah. It looks like a vibrator or something. Uh-huh. And then it'll make people be like, ooh, what's that?
What is that?
Okay, so do you not? I feel like that's pretty strategic.
I did do it for that video, but I literally cannot remember it.
Okay, doing, being strategic. Okay, but what tips do you have like for a YouTuber like me that's like small, trying to figure out our way? Like what would be like a tip you live by when it comes to YouTube?
I mean, honestly, the first one is like I think like what I've recently been learning is sort of like how much to share versus not to share, because I feel
that's interesting.
Yeah. I think like as
you have a lot
growing,
of stuff you don't want to probably share.
Yes. I'm growing older and just sort of like whatever. Yeah. I've found that I really, really enjoy privacy.
Yeah. Well, your life is already so public.
It's so public.
Whether you want it to be or not.
Yes. That there's sort of like this forced privacy where it's like that. No, we're not going to show that. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to vlog at this thing or that thing, whatever. But I think like finding a way, because here's the thing is like, I believe that there will always be a way to be honest and vulnerable and just real without giving too much, if that makes sense.
Agreed.
And I think like finding what that looks like for you is so important, because that is like what people want to see. I at least in my experience, like even if it's like a personal Q&A, but I take one question that like might literally be asking this for the simplest response, and then I just take it into this tornado of like, I don't know, it turns into like a little crisis.
Yeah.
It's like those are always the videos where I'm reading the comments and they're like, I you do not know how much I needed to literally hear that right now. And I found that that has been like the most exciting point of relatability for me, because I think mental health, therapy, relationships, friendships, family dynamics, trauma, like all of these things that are now so on the table to talk about. For a while, I feel that it was a bit more hidden, or, you know, maybe felt like too much to be sharing, or that doesn't belong on this channel because we're trying to be positive.
Well, yeah,
and we're trying, you know.
And YouTube was so like almost product based. It was like
totally
recommendations. How to do your makeup.
Yes.
Very almost, I don't want to say materialistic-y, but like kind of that 100%. Vibe.
100%.
And now it's people like Emma changed the game for everyone because she started, I feel like, talking about real shit.
Yeah, 100%.
And then we're all like, oh, we can talk about real shit.
We can totally do that.
This is amazing.
Yeah, and I think it's just like finding your version of that, I think, is a really important part of building a community that feels just very dedicated and very personal, I guess. And that is just like, I don't know. I feel like when it comes to YouTube tips, in so many ways, I feel like I always, and this is probably like, like, this is not a good thing that I did this, but I feel like I've always kind of like strayed away from like knowing what would do well. And I don't know if that's stubbornness or if that's just like me wanting to prove something where it's like, but if I just stay as myself
in like, your lane,
it'll be fine. Mm. But yeah, very often, like, I've always been way too like intimidated to ask to collaborate. So like, here in the, I mean, back in the day, collaborations were like super, super big, and I would collaborate with some of my best friends, but I was never the one to reach out and be like, do you want to do a video with me? I don't know if that's something that you want to do. Like, I just, it's too intimidating. So
why?
I just always assumed that, like, I don't know, in the same way when you texted me and you were like, listen, you can say no.
So many disclaimers.
So many disclaimers. Like, that is exactly what my message would have read like. And I didn't send it. And you did. And we're doing it, you know? So, like, I don't know. So I really don't feel like I have all of these, like, secrets and whatever. But it's, like, the thing that, like, I can stand by is, like, the more you show of yourself and your soul and your personality, like, that is irreplaceable. That cannot be
so true.
That cannot be copy and pasted, you know? And I just feel like you need to ask yourself, like, there is just so much content out there. There are so many people doing so many different things, so many of the same things. Like, what about you is different that you're going to bring into your content?
Love that.
Yeah.
You are so good at marching to the beat of your own drum. Mm. And I think that's what makes your content so original, But how do you, for someone that's like, I'm not interesting, mm-hmm. how do you find that within you?
Okay. So if you feel that you are not interesting, start to become interested in things.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa. That was a mic drop.
I Whoa. Kind of.
Okay, TikTok.
I know. That just came right in.
Mark that as TikTok.
But okay. really, and here's the thing is I experience that feeling all the time. Mm-hmm. And like, I experienced it recently where it was around like at some point, like in the fall time, winter of last year, I was like, as of lately, I have nothing to speak on because I want to be private about these things. This thing I literally cannot talk about yet. What can I talk about? What is interesting to talk about right now? And I literally got back into reading because I was like, I have opinions. I know I have them. Mm-hmm. Let me just get inspired by other things.
Absolutely.
and share them. And like, it's been so fun getting really into reading and talking about that was truly like, I recently posted a video that was like books of mine that I've been loving and all of the comments
which people like
were about books
simp over.
And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even know that my community has already read all of these and they're recommending these. And
yeah.
like, it just like opened up this whole new conversation and like feeling of this community. So I think that's what it is that like, if you're feeling like, gosh, I don't have like, yeah, I don't have opinions or I don't know what to offer. Like, that means that you got to feed yourself. You got to mm-hmm. feed your creativity, your soul, get interested in things, and step out of yourself. Because very often, if we're like way too focused on ourselves, I feel like that's when life gets a little bit boring.
Absolutely. You know? I think also, because I help produce Pretty Basic, the podcast, mm-hmm. and sometimes we're like, crap, like, what do we talk about? You know
right,
what I mean? On
right.
whatever. Or even like on my own content or vlogs or whatever. And I feel like my best podcasts or my best content is mm-hmm. when I'm excited about something.
100%.
And it really is a simple thing. Mm-hmm. But exactly what you said, like getting interested and getting excited about something. It's like when you go on a date and you're like so excited about the person. That's all you want to talk about.
Yeah.
And or if you read a good book or watch a good show. Like
anything.
I can't shut the fork up about Euphoria right now because
yeah.
I'm so obsessed. And I think that is so true. Like, mm-hmm. find what you're genuinely excited about. And
yeah,
I guess 100%. You'll have that to talk about.
And that, like, I mean, especially in the creative field, I just feel like that is how you get the juices flowing, is like seeing other work and seeing other people's words and other people's, you know, and you will like almost always have some sort of opinion on it, at least whether you like it or not, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And sort of following that, I think.
I love that.
Yeah.
Who was someone in your life that you feel like you couldn't have got to where you are now without them?
Ooh, that's such a sweet question.
It can be a few people.
Yeah.
Whether it's like a team member or family member.
Oh, wow.
Or
yeah. I mean, I feel like, if we're jumping all the way back, I've always admired how many risks my parents have just taken in terms of like giving the life my brothers and I have.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much that I look up to in my parents just like diving right in without knowing what the outcome is going to be. And I think like that
Talk about
really,
a risk.
Yeah. And that really set the example for me, I think, when I was younger, because when I started making YouTube videos, like, yes, 100%. It was an interest and a hobby. And at the time, no one had made it a job. But something in me was like, I want to take this seriously. And I treated it like a job from like the beginning.
So you just had an instinct.
Yeah.
That this was going to be your thing.
Yeah.
Because I remember like, you said going. You're like, college is not in the cards for me.
No, exactly. Like when it came the
That's
time.
That's crazy.
So the time when like all my friends started talking about like which colleges they're dreaming of going to or thinking of touring, all these things, like never in my brain was I like, that's my path.
How did you know that though? Like, was it the first thing that ever clicked for you, like in your life, and you were like, I have to hold on to this? Or how did you know?
Okay. I think it was, for starters, YouTube was filling up so many of my like young creative desires in terms of like, wow, I love editing. And this is like very fun for me. And so I think it was a sense of like community and getting to express my creativity through editing. And then of course, like as I started booking, at not booking or like, you know, getting any brand deals mm-hmm. and eventually getting a manager, like all of those things were just sort of like, just it just kept validating what my hunch was about this hobby slash job of mine.
Like the next little thing like kept validating it. And it was like it was pulling you like a force.
Yeah. And I think just the timing of it like that, I don't know if that I truly feel so grateful for like my age and just where I was at and the fact that I had a laptop that I got for my birthday in like seventh grade and had the tools to start making shitty videos on the webcam that like when I started it, I was allowed to mess up. I was allowed to, I don't know, like there were no stakes yet, right? Mm. And then like, so by the time I was in high school, I was a sophomore, you know, a junior. I'm like literally forgetting. I'm like, what's after? It's not senior, it's junior. Sorry, it's been a long time. But once it reached that point in my life, it was already validated so much by any and sort of income like and all these things. Yeah, that it was like, no question.
Wow.
Moving to LA, no question. You know, working with this person, whatever, no question. Like, I just feel like there's always been this wave of like, yep, this is it. This is it. Keep going, keep going. And I think also because I didn't go to school and because I came out here with no sort of financial support, I just, it was all based on the money that I was making.
That's like, crazy.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
That was like.
That's hard.
I think that was very like, I wanted to make my dad really proud. Mm. There was a lot of that in there. And
me.
And for a while, like, he kind of was the one that was like, what are you doing? Like, my
dads
mom
are
understood.
Sus. Moms
always.
Get it.
I had to literally like make a PowerPoint presentation for my dad two times.
Well, they're like, you're not going to be a doctor?
Exactly.
Or a lawyer?
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Because what, like, he does, this is a new thing. It's a new concept.
I'm
of
so
course
sorry
it's
I interrupted
so scary.
You.
No, but literally that. And so when it came time to, like, when I decided I don't want to go to public school anymore, I want to switch to online because junior year I had, like, missed the first few weeks of school. And that set me back because I went to New York Fashion Week. And from there, I was like, this is my sign. I need to start doing this online so that I can travel. This is going to start. This is going to keep coming up. And made a PowerPoint for my dad. Was like, this is why I need to remove
myself. Oh, you pitching yourself.
From this high school. And start doing it online. And then did the same thing with moving to Los Angeles. And I'm trying to think where I was originally going with all of this. But I think... Every little risk I took was just like another kind of fire that like lit up my butt a little bit.
Well, you're talking about your parent, like who's the person?
Oh, okay. So then
it's okay.
Really
that was interesting.
Ran around the block with this. So I would say my parents. I mean, then sort of like after that, 100% like my friends and peers.
Mm. Is there anyone that stands out?
Yeah, I'm thinking about Lexi Lombard. I'm thinking about Lauren Elizabeth. I'm thinking about my friend Drew. Like just the friends of mine that like we were all in the same exact position in our lives where we were like, what are we doing? This is so fun. But
they're
like,
all awesome people.
Yes. And I think getting creative with that friend group, Lindsay, Megan, like, Maddie, that was so exciting. And that was like almost kind of like my college experience kind of scrunched into like a shorter amount of time. But that like kind of validated everything for me because I was like building this family out here and this network of friends that are doing the same thing. And I guess that's like my first answer to that question.
Your peers and parents. I love that. There's so much to say. I feel like LA gets such a bad rep for the people and like how shitty people are here, which I get.
Yeah.
Because there are.
It exists. It's out there.
Yeah. And especially I feel like it's like a New York TikToker thing to like shit on LA people.
Yep.
But you seem to have so seamlessly surrounded yourself with awesome, like some of the coolest people in the world, but also that seem to have good hearts and down to earth and like they like fill your actual heart with like joy or whatever it is and just genuine. I feel like that's so rare to find genuine people in LA.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, how did you do that?
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Because I'm sure you ran into people that were annoyed.
Yes, that's true.
How'd you do that?
It's more about, like, I guess, how do you navigate those that you don't align yourself with?
Ooh.
You know, because when I think about, like, my strongest friendships, they sort of came into my life similar to anyone, where maybe it was a work thing, maybe it was a mutual friend, and then you just start hitting it off and you're like, oh my God, you're a sweetie pie, sweetie. I love you so much. I want to protect you forever. Yeah. You're coming with me. And I think it's like the harder thing to do is navigate those friendships that feel, yeah, misaligned, that feel like, oh yeah, we're not like this the same in
yeah,
that
it's like a little red flag
that.
In your
yeah,
head.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, how do I do that?
Or I guess, how'd you find the good ones?
How did I find the good ones? That is such a good... I think, like, being a good person, that is such a lame answer.
No, it's
I don't know.
It's okay.
But I think, like...
I think it is true.
There are definitely, if I can, like, recollect on, like, moments in my life, I think... There is a way to be kind and respectful and still distant with someone where you're like, that's just like not my lifestyle. Like,
ooh,
you do that,
like an
you
acquaintance.
Love that. Yeah, exactly. Like, there are, in our position, like, there are so many acquaintances that mm-hmm. we all know. Like, I feel like it really is like almost a small bubble. Like, we all kind of know each other. And also, like, there is nothing bad with an acquaintance. Like, there are so many people that I will see, like, specifically at a house party, specifically at a bar, specifically
like
at a club,
friends.
Or event friends.
Or work friends.
And it's like,
yeah.
those are all important and those are all fun, and not everyone needs to be your best friend. And, like, I don't know. I think, like, when I feel that I have found someone that I really relate on and I'm just like, oh God, yeah, you're the real deal, then you just, like, you know, you just keep pinning them up and you just, like, you make it happen.
Make it happen. I know. It's hard because it's, like, it really is just trusting your instincts.
Yeah.
And, like, having a gut feeling if, you know, someone's gives you that good warm fuzzy feeling or not.
Yeah.
But I feel like in LA people are good at making it seem like they're like that. So you mm-hmm. must have a really good, like, intuition or something.
Thank you. I don't know.
Okay, last thing we'll wrap it up with is I'm very specifically curious about this. You started your YouTube channel in 2009 mm-hmm. and you have worked with so many brands. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, like, little startups and amazing, mm-hmm. huge designer brands now. I want to know, first of all, what was your first brand deal?
Oh, my God. My first brand deal, I think, literally was the Aura Brush. Or maybe that was my first gifting.
Like, wait, is that
the tongue?
Whoa.
The tongue scraping brush.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that called Aura Brush, I think? Something like that?
I don't know. For a second, I thought it was that, like, that white, big, like, vibrating brush.
Oh,
you know what
I mean? No. Literally a tongue scraper.
Shut up.
That's what I got for free the first time in my life. And I remember receiving it in, like, a letter envelope, just in a paper envelope, and just being like, oh, wow. Like, it was, like, such a moment for me. Because that was probably, like, I don't know when. It was, you know, within the first year
amazing.
Of making videos. And then from there, yeah, like, it was always gifting in the beginning, of course, mm-hmm. because that's sort of like a lower risk for companies. And then, of course, if it's a smaller company, mm-hmm. then it's like way more affordable and stuff. But in terms of, like, a big deal, I think one of the bigger opportunities I first ever got was with Maybelline.
Whoa.
They sent me to Fashion Week and we did, like, a whole campaign video.
That's crazy.
And I, like, interviewed backstage.
Yeah, because you were a little host.
I was a little host for a little. It literally, it sounds like we're saying
you're
I was a little hoe.
You're a little hoe.
No, I really did the hosting thing. Yeah. I, like, hosted for Teen Vogue.
You're a great host. Would you ever want to do that again?
My feeling with hosting is that I've, like, got that on my belt if I want to dabble in that again. And I think for me, it just was not scratching specifically what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Like, it very much...
Like acting does.
Exactly. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, yeah. And then... So first brand deal was the tongue brush.
Yeah.
I want to know, like, as of recently, I've been noticing you've been working with, like, Prada, YSL.
A dream.
Like, what the heck?
I know.
Do you feel like, in comparison to, like, I guess a normal person brand compared to a designer brand.
Right.
Do you feel like the whole experience is elevated, or is it weird, like, is it like the same vibe and it's just a designer brand and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to show out for them?
It sort of like depends on...
Because I'm like, that would be my dream to do it like a designer brand.
I will say the process is like pretty similar.
Pretty similar. Except it's you're getting like a bag sent to you.
You're getting bags. Yes. Yeah. No, Prada. That's crazy. Truly, when, anytime they send me any gift tag, I'm like, what? How did this come and arrive?
That's crazy. Did you get the ornaments?
I did. I gave two to my mom.
I was going
to
say, did you break any? Because so the internet freaked out. Them.
Yeah. I did not. Okay. I would know to never let that happen. Those were so gorgeous. And I like, you know, there's something like she's such a shopper. She loves designer. And like anytime I work with a designer company, I'm so excited to talk about it with my mom because like she just gives me that response. Like she's like, this is so crazy. And
that's the best when you have news and someone's
it's
just as excited.
I know. Yeah. It's really, it feels very full circle. So getting to work with like higher end companies truly is so wild. But the experience feels very similar.
Really?
It does. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. And then do you have any like secret projects you're working on?
Oh my gosh, I do have things that are in the making, but I haven't
can't say
said
anything.
Well, I are you haven't allowed to say anything.
One word to like just a little.
Okay, the word I'm thinking it's two words.
It can be an adjective. It can be it can
complete
be a verb.
Control. There's something that I'm doing that I have complete control.
Oh, that's interesting. Really,
because I've done a lot of things that have been like collaborations or things where. You get like half the say.
Nordstrom, BP, Wildflower cases. I have all the shit.
And this time I am doing something that has been very fulfilling in
complete
every
control.
Step of the process. It has been carving out most of my time. And I like, this is like the most I've ever talked about it. I've like not been really saying
big
anything.
Wow, big hint.
Yeah. You've seen some on my close friends.
I know.
I'm so
honored to be on the close friends. Because I feel like close friends, when I add someone to it, like I really do show more like of my personal life.
Yeah.
And whenever someone adds me, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Honored. So yeah, I've dabbled, but I still don't know what it is. So we'll see. Anyway, Claudia, it has been a delight.
TK, oh my God.
Having you on.
I've been so excited for this.
No, this is so my dream. And I think that the way you carry yourself in real life and on the internet, one is the same, but two, it is such a breath. A fresh breath of air for everyone on the internet. And I mean, you, like, I looked up to you in so many ways. I respect the hell out of you. And I know my peers and my boss, we all look up to you so much. And thank you for taking the time to do this because I know you're a very busy girl.
Oh my gosh, of course. Well, let's go get some food.
Yeah, let's
because
go get
I want to continue to hang out with
I know.
You. That's literally what we're doing next.
I know.
So, but thank you so much for having
thank
on
you.
Me.
Thank you. And where can
having
everyone follow? We can't talk.
We literally cannot.
Talking? No.
Okay. It's just my name, Claudia Slusky, across everything.
Perfect. And keep an eye out. Follow her because her movie's coming out. We don't know when.
We don't know when.
But
can't
it'll
say
be
when.
Exciting.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, subscribe, like, do all the things. Love you.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.